Paranormal Perception is another audio production from 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.
Paranormal Perception is sponsored by Phantom Journeys Coffee and Alien Soda Company for all things out of this world. Keep listening to find out how to take 10% off your order each time you shop there. Welcome to Paranormal Perception. Get answers on this show, but you will get a new perception of the paranormal. This is Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel and Crystal Arona.
Well, what do you know? Welcome back to the show, Paranormal True Believers. Yeah, Crystal and me, we've been away for a while, but we're back. And we're ready to really start showing why this show is branded as not the same old paranormal. I've said it many times in the past that, at least to me, the word paranormal, it doesn't mean just ghosts. It means anything unexplained. And honestly, there's nothing more unexplained than alien life. UFOs, Area 51, abductions, sightings. Sightings of aerial or underwater craft that defy the laws of gravity, not to mention the fact that there is no way any human could take the G-force created by the maneuvers that we see these craft make. Now, like ghosts, aliens, the alien phenomena, it also has a scary side. The grays, I just mentioned abductions, night visitations, those come to mind. Our own Crystal Arona, she shared her story of an alien visitation that wasn't so friendly during last year's OC Paracon. You may have heard that story. Now, she had another visitation that wasn't so scary, and that happened just last week. She was telling me about it last night, and that gave me the idea for what you're about to hear. What if alien visitations aren't just physical? What if some have been in our dreams? Well, that's what I'm going to talk about next, right here on Paranormal Perception.
This is not the same old paranormal.
Paranormal Perception will be right back.
Where can you find unique paranormal themed t-shirts, hoodies, and other items? Alien Soda Company. You'll find coffee mugs, shower curtains, notepads, gaming mouse pads, and more. All with unique pop culture and paranormal designs. New items are added on a regular basis and they ship all over the world. Plus, just for Paranormal Perception listeners, use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout for 10% off your order. Visit aliensodacompany.shop and use coupon code PERCEPTION for 10% off your order. Alien Soda Company, for all things out of this world.
Are you searching for the ideal space to host your next event or meeting? Look no further than Casa 723 in Fullerton. Conveniently nestled in the heart of Fullerton's bustling business retail center, Casa 723 offers the perfect location for your small space rental needs. Located near the intersection of Orangethorpe and Commonwealth, right on the renowned Harbor Boulevard, Casa 723 is easily accessible and centrally located. Whether you're looking to host art classes and exhibits, dance classes, photography sessions, arts and crafts workshops, or business meetings, Casa 723 has got you covered. Imagine a space where your creativity can flourish and your ideas can come to life. That's exactly what you'll find at Casa 723 Fullerton. Casa 723 is at 723 South Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Visit Casa723OC.com for more info or to reserve Casa723 for your next event.
A paranormal investigator's best tool is probably not what you just thought of. Audio recorders, REM pods, video cameras, SLS cameras are probably at the top of your lists. Add coffee to that list. Specifically, Phantom Journeys Coffee. Visit phantomjourneys.com/phantommerch to choose from Banshee Breakfast Blend, Bigfoot Espresso, the Drunk Mystic, and other flavors. curated by an experienced paranormal investigator and grown locally in Temecula, California, Phantom Journeys Coffee is the must-have tool for all investigators. Visit phantomjourneys.com/phantommerch and get your bag today. Phantom Journeys Coffee. So good, it'll wake the dead.
Join Henry and Crystal on the weekend of October 12th for OC Paracon 2024. The spooky season officially kicks off on Friday, October 11th with OC Paracon Preview Night. Pick from several events in Los Angeles and Orange County. From investigations at a haunted bar and grill to learning about darker entities with Sean Klein. On Saturday, October 12th, meet and hear from paranormal experts and authors at Casa 723 in Fullerton. Sit in on a special panel highlighting women and their contributions to the paranormal. Then, share your ghostly experience as the Paranormal Perception Halloween episode is recorded live during OC Paracon. Join us on October 11th and 12th at Casa 723 in Fullerton for OC Paracon 2024. If you're a spooky vendor, you can secure your spot in this year's virtual vendors room. But hurry, because that'll be closing soon. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at ocparacon.com. In case you're wondering, no, you're not dreaming. This show is talking about what you think about. Now back to Paranormal Perception.
Back on Paranormal Perception. So like I mentioned at the top, we're going to talk dreams. Is it possible that aliens visit us, not just physically, although there's a lot of people that have had that, but do they also come to us in dreams? So like I said, on to join me is our very own Crystal Arona. Hey, Crystal, how are you?
Hi, everyone. I'm good, Henry. Thank you.
So before we get into what happened to you, well, last week as we're recording this, let's go back in case somebody missed it or wasn't there at OC Paracon last year, because you revealed this as part of the virtual panels. Talk about your experience that you had when you were younger with a not so friendly visiting alien.
All right. Well, here come the Cliff's notes, guys, because I know Henry said, can you condense it and just kind of give us a short version of it? So, but definitely go back and watch I think, is the YouTube still up of that year?
Yeah.
Okay, go on our YouTube and watch that video so you can catch the whole story, including the illustration that a very talented artist put up and the voice reenactment of the alien. So anyway, this happened when I was a teenager, very young teenager. One night I was home with my parents getting ready for bed. I thought someone had broken into our house because I started hearing a lot of noises in the house and in my bedroom. Come to find out, it was a different kind of invasion, a non-human invasion. There was an alien in my room that put his slimy fingers through my toes and then revealed himself to me. I saw this alien standing next to my bed in my room. I freaked out, and that was my first telepathic experience. This thing looked me in the eyes with these red glowing, beaming red glowing eyes and said, if you scream, I will come back for you. And I ended up screaming. And I'm not sure if he has come back, but it kind of leads into what we're going to talk to today, alien dreams. So I've had a few dreams since then that I think are tied to that specific alien. But I'm not sure if you guys remember, I actually named him Sinister because I believe just from his appearance that he was some kind of hybrid or mixture of what we call a gray alien and a sinister alien. He was definitely evil. Could have been even demonic.
Oh, wait, one thing that kind of will tie into the news story you're about to tell. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you mentioned this last year when you first told me the story. How did you know he was male?
I just sensed it. And also just from, again, I don't want to jump forward too much, but just, you know, guys, whenever you encounter these types of things, really use your senses, your literal senses. I'm looking at him. He looks masculine. His body, you know, shape. Well, he had a cape on, but just like broad shoulders, just the energy from him, his demeanor. And then actually, like I mentioned before, it was my first telepathic experience that I had ever had. I was 12 years old, but I heard his voice inside my head from when he was projecting to me, "If you scream, I will come back for you." When he did that, I heard a very deep, monstrous, demonic voice, male voice. So that's how I just knew that Sinister is a male being, and that's why I always refer to him as him or Sinister.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that part is going to play a part in the story you're about to tell. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I won't tell it. You're about to tell it. But so that's your first experience when you were younger. Now, you said it there when you were saying that, because I was going to kind of leave it as a tease, as a cliffhanger when this one, the first one, told you, "I'll be back." Because mm-hmm. when you started telling me earlier, when was it, a couple of days ago or your last, whenever it was, all the days are bunched in together. It's been a long week for all of us.
Yes.
But when you first told me the story, before you even started telling me what happened, because you called me and you said, "Oh, I got to tell you something. I had an alien visitation again." The first thing I thought was, and I didn't even ask you, but the first thing I thought was it him? Did he come back finally? Uh-huh. And the answer is, well, I won't tell you what the answer is because here's the story. So this is, as we're recording this, this is a week ago that you had this visitation. So what happened this time?
Yeah, so it was about a week ago. There's this meditation that I do, as always, when I mention things like this. I'll post it on my Instagram so you guys can give it, check it out. I will warn you, non-alien related, this specific meditation, it's called a Connecting with Your Ancestors meditation. It does kind of use astral traveling, or you can find yourself doing astral projection while you're doing this meditation. So just be very careful and mindful of that. We'll talk about that whole subject another time, but there are reasons why you should, you know, be mindful, be careful and cautious before you get involved in that kind of stuff. But this, so they recommend that you only do this meditation about maybe once every 2 weeks. So I discovered this meditation on YouTube about, I don't know, I think it's been about 8 years. So I tried the meditation about 8 years ago. I really loved it. Personally, I have some friends who've tried it and they didn't like it as much, but it really resonated with me. Ancestor meaning your spiritual ancestor. So not so much your ancestors like your grandparents or your great grandparents that have passed on, but your spiritual lineage, meaning past life, ancestors from past lives, ancient ancestors. So immediately when I started this meditation about 8 years ago, I was greeted by like Native Americans, and they were processing like a healing on me. And I had to go through that. I just knew this from psychic downloads that I was getting through the meditation while I was doing it for about a year. For about a year, I would see the same ancestors, which were the Native Americans. And they were, they always had me in a village on this bed, and they would bring herbs and waters and cleanse me and just heal parts of my spirit and parts of my body that needed to be healed. I just trusted them. It felt right. I never felt anything bad. So I went through that for about a year. As the years continued on, doing this meditation regularly about once a week or about once every 2 weeks, I would be visited or met by different spiritual ancestors from, you know, other past lives of mine, the Mayans. I have African ancestors, voodoo loas, which are the voodoo gods and goddesses that are from my past lives. And who else? Witches. So far, I think those are all the groups that I've had. I haven't, you know, although there is a really strong tie with aliens and, like, of course, the Egyptians and the Aborigines, like so many other cultures and indigenous people around the world have not only close ties with their spiritual lineage and their blood lineage, but also alien, ancient aliens, right? You guys have seen the shows about that. But I personally, the ones I mentioned were the only ones I had experiences with in my meditation here. And I just feel that's because it's my personal, like, Akashic records. It's my personal timeline. You might have experience with other groups, but that's just what I've, but they've always been, I was just telling Henry this, for the last 8 years as I've done this meditation, every group, and sometimes it's just not one, it's not just like closed off to one group at a time. Now they all visit me at the same time and just kind of circle around me and either heal me or give me guidance of things I need to know for, you know, my life. But they're always human. They're always in a human form. I've never been visited by any angels or anything alien in this meditation. So it was really strange that about a week ago, I'm doing the meditation and I kind of have it down like how it goes now. Like I see this one and I see that one and then they're all there with me. You kind of create a place. You're guided through this meditation. So when you first start doing it, you kind of create this place where you meet at. So you recognize it every time you get through the induction. The induction is the first part where it's like getting you to relax and getting you to calm your body and your mind so that you can be open to this experience and yes, possibly astral project. So by the time you get through all that, I really have it down to like what's going to happen next. I know what to expect. But this day, about a week ago, as I know the meditation is kind of coming to an end, there may be like 1 or 2 minutes left of the meditation. This being just kind of floats down from the sky in this meditation. And she, I knew it was a feminine energy. She was an alien. And she was about 10 feet tall. Very slender. Like, that's way different from Sinister because Sinister was short, if you guys remember. But this one was very tall and slender. But I knew she was female because even though she was really thin, she had like her shoulders were curved and really like softly curved. And her waist kind of went in and then her hips kind of like came out just a little bit. And just really dainty, delicate features, like really pretty long fingers and like I don't want to get too weird, but her feet were really pretty too. Just, you know, really, really feminine. And if you can imagine what I'm trying to explain to you guys so you can understand what she looked like and why I knew she was an alien. She did look like a gray as far as like the shape of her head, like that oval shape with the very pointed chin and the oval eyes, you know. But her skin was radiating this blue and white, iridescent, like diamond white light. Just her that was filling up her skin and just beaming and exuding that light off of her body. Like she literally, her aura, she had an aura that was this bright light that went just all around her. And she felt so warm and inviting. And I wasn't scared at all. Like I had no fear and I knew that this experience was definitely supposed to be happening because I wasn't scared. Did you have any questions so far?
Okay. No, I'm just listening.
Okay. I'll just finish it up, guys. I really don't have too much to say about the experience itself because like I said, it was close to the end of the meditation. And as with any guided meditations or astral projecting, you do have to come, unfortunately, you do have to come back to your body and go on about your day. And I had to work that day. So I knew I didn't have much time left, but
yeah, I have questions about that, okay. But like you said, that's for another episode.
Sure, anytime. I would love to talk about that stuff too.
And yeah, every time we talk, we come up with like 20 episodes that we need to do.
It's just like a spider web of things that we could talk about. So she kind of like put her hand out. She didn't actually touch me with her hand, but she reaches her hand out towards me in front of me and the light from her I felt it on my body. Like I got warm and she didn't like beam me up or anything, but I just felt like I was in her embrace and it was very loving and motherly. And as a matter of fact, now I had another telepathic experience because she did speak to me briefly. And she said, you know, I'm here. You are going to, I'm going to meet you here from now on. I have a lot to tell you and you're ready. And that's all she really said. But she had a really, I was kind of explaining this to someone. She had like a really wise, motherly, mature voice. I can't really imitate it, but if you could think of like your mom, if you have a mom that's like older, like, you know, like in her 60s or older, or if you have like an aunt, that an great aunt or older aunt, just like that really, you know, it's kind of a firm voice, but it's not negative. There's no negative tones. It's just, you know, kind of serious, but very, very comforting and reassuring. And I did ask her something. I knew that I only had like less than a minute left there with her, but I said, did you have anything to do with Sinister? Remember Sinister? You know, I'm like, are you related to him? Or like, I knew that she didn't, but I was kind of hoping that maybe she had some insight or she could tell me like why that experience that was so horrific for me and traumatic, like if she could tell me why that happened or if it's going to happen again. But she didn't really explain that, but she did tell me, no, she said, no, I did not. I had nothing to do with that. And she said, now you can see for yourself that we are not all bad and there are good and there are bad. And she was kind of like fading off, like fading back, you know, in the picture, in my vision. And I knew that's our time was coming to an end, but I also felt, I don't really remember if she said this to me, but I felt that yes, she definitely is. I am going to have many more encounters with her. I don't know if it'll be in another way. I don't know if I'll ever see her, you know, physically like the way I saw Sinister, but it might just be in through this meditation, traveling the astral plane. I don't know, but we'll see about that. And I would love to keep you guys posted and updated as far as like how this continues to go for me. I really feel like this is going to be not necessarily a healing experience. I feel like she has a lot of information for me. I feel like I have a lot of homework to do because remember how I mentioned to you guys, this is an ancestor meditation, connecting with your spiritual ancestors and your past life, you know, your guides and your protectors and your ancestors from your past lives, hundreds and hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago. So the fact that she came out in this meditation is telling me that, like, hey, girl, even though you seek these ancestors out every couple of weeks to, you know, to get their healing and to get messages from them, you actually owe it to yourself to really dive deep and start studying your past and start, you know, these beings, these ancestors, they really do have a world of knowledge for us from the other lives, from the past, from thousands of years ago that can help us in our lives today. And to be really honest with you, I've never really taken much time to dedicate to getting to know what that could mean for me. So I have a lot of work to do. I'm not, by any means, I am not an alien expert. I don't know if I ever will be, but I definitely have a lot of work to do figuring out the connections here because I know there is a very strong connection with aliens and where we all came from. Now I know we've heard it on the shows and we've, you know, seen it on TV, but now personally, I've had an experience that confirms that for me.
And also, another thing that it confirmed without actually saying it is, and I kind of, when you were telling me the story, I kind of had a feeling you were going to ask that anyway. Mm-hmm. But she kind of confirmed without actually saying that you were right all along. Sinister wasn't mm-hmm. a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think you didn't ask it this way, but I think what you really wanted to know is he going to come back or is that it? Am I done with that?
Yeah, I was like, hey, lady, I get like, you know, cut the BS. Is he coming back? And I don't know. I think that she'll be able to give me some comfort and some, maybe even some protection in the future with that situation. We'll see. The only reason I mentioned that is, here's something for you guys. Okay. It's not just about me and my wonderful experience with this. I always want to share like how you guys might be able to have an experience like this. So obviously that would mean if you don't already start working on, you know, getting to know your lineage, not only your bloodline here in this human life, but your ancestor, your spiritual ancestral lineage. We all have that if you believe, and you really, you know, you have a lot of information out there for you. If you're willing to take the time to start somewhere. So you could start with the meditation like this one or this one, see if it works for you, see if you're interested in it. Then you go from there, learning about, you know, where you came from. Also, this experience proved to me too, I've had an in-person actual physical alien experience. What are they? Is that, that's a close encounter of the third kind.
Yeah.
So I've had a close encounter of the third kind. I've had alien dreams, alien nightmares. So they can visit you in the dream form as well. And now I know that you can, or I did, you know, experience them on through meditation or on the astral plane. So while it's very exciting, well, because I had a pleasant experience, don't forget there's also those dark ones. So that's why I say with caution and be mindful when you experiment with meditation and astral traveling. It's not just about aliens. You never know what kind of being you will come across when you go to that side. It's like a highway. Again, I don't want to get off subject too much, but this does go along with this. The astral plane is like a freeway or a highway. It has many exits, and you know, those one might have like Disneyland and the exit, and the next exit might be a really dark demonic place. So just, you know, I'm just trying to be accountable for the information I'm giving you here and responsible. I'm not telling you guys to go all do this, but you can definitely find out a lot about your past lives. And now I feel like some alien connections to our, not only our heritage, but our spiritual lineage through meditation and astral traveling.
Yeah, that you described as a highway. And we are literally right down the street from Disneyland here. I know what you're talking about. It would be like, you know, you have to get off on Harbor to go to Disneyland. But if you don't, it's going to be State College mm-hmm. and not the part that you want to be in. That's kind of what you're saying.
Exactly.
But the other thing also is what I was thinking when you were saying that is, well, I got a couple of things to tell you. One, I didn't tell you last night when you told me the story uh-huh. for a reason. I wanted to save it for here for the show. But the part I was thinking about right now also is that explains why, not just with alien, but with anything paranormal, really. I've always said, number one, I describe the show as not the same old paranormal. Every time when we meet at OC Paracom, I meet you at live events, or we happen to meet each other when I meet listeners in public. When we start talking about paranormal stuff, they always look at me weird because, you know, they'll mention something. Oh, I know so-and-so, and then I saw this, and I saw that. They really don't believe me when I say I don't watch all of these paranormal shows. That's part of the reason why, because a lot of people, like, they think demonic stuff is cool and I'm badass because I'm dealing with demons. Trust me, you're not dealing with demons. You wouldn't think you're a badass if you were. Aliens have the same thing. Not just aliens, but also, like you were saying, astral projecting, all of that. People try to learn it because, again, they want to be cool, and it would be cool to be able to travel like a superhero. This is why I don't like when, again, I'll just call them kids, but they start doing YouTube channels and it's just about, let me show you how to astral project. Let me show you how to travel through here. Let me show you how to do this. They don't take it seriously, obviously, because if they were, they wouldn't have a YouTube channel. First of all, that's the first mm-hmm. thing. The second thing is, you need to understand when you have an interest in this, and if you're going to get into the unknown, you got to take precautions. Like, I'll use, for example, something that everybody seems to be afraid of one way or the other: guns. You're not just going to pick up a gun, even if you belong to the NRA. You're just not going to pick up a gun and start twirling and playing around with it, because it might go off, might be loaded, might not. Same precautions here. This is stuff that guns, at least we understand, it's human made. Spirits, astral project, things that are not normal, paranormal, we don't understand them for a reason. So if you're just going to go into it, oh, this is cool, this is the coolest thing ever, you never know what's gonna happen to you, how it's going to affect your life. So take that lesson also from the story that Crystal just told you. The other thing I'm going to tell you, and then I was thinking of this like right away when you told me the story last night. I just didn't mention it to you then. I've mentioned John Yost to you before. He's no longer with us. He passed away earlier this year.
Yeah.
But he came on a few times on the show to talk about his documentary. And the documentary was about alien abduction. It was called Alien Abduction Answers. Mm-hmm. He said on one of the interviews, and I've heard him on other interviews mention that it was actually going to be a three-part series, that one being the first one. The second one and third one was going to be actual answers. I'm going to reveal something, not too much, because he's not here to give him permission or not. Mm-hmm. But I did hear him talk about this publicly before, and he mentioned it once here on Paranormal Perception, so I'll mention that. He did tell me what the second part of the documentary was going to cover was his actual experience. He did the quantum, kind of like what you do, the quantum hypnosis, mm-hmm. where he went back and saw that event when he saw the alien, but from another point of view. Mm-hmm. And that's when he realized that his whole life, his imagination had thought he saw Ultraman. He kept saying, "I saw Ultraman. It was Ultraman." But when he looked at it from the other side during the hypnosis session, he realized it was this huge alien that looked like a grasshopper, basically, or a mantis, praying mantis is what he was saying. But he also said that it did come back to him later. This isn't in the documentary, but it did come back to him later, similar to what you just described. And this one, he wasn't scared, but it told him that exactly what it told you. They're going to give him some messages. He needs to prepare. And since he has a platform to get the message out, that's one of the reasons why they picked him. Mm-hmm. So they said there's a lot of changes coming to humanity and they need to be ready. And they need to find messengers to get the message out, because if they just come out and say it, people aren't going to take them seriously. So that's the first thing I thought of when you said that, because John Yo's got the exact same thing. Maybe not from the same person, mm-hmm. not the same being, but they're trying to get messages to us. I'd be very, very curious, very interested to know if anybody listening to us around the world, since we are on the internet, you can listen to us anywhere. If you have had similar messages, especially visitations, let us know. Get a hold of Crystal through her Instagram. Let me know through her email or anything on our social medias. Let us know. Hey, I had something like this too. They told me this message. Because if we start seeing that a lot of people around the world are getting visitations and are being told, we have a message, we have a lot to share with you, then plain and simple, we better buckle up. Something big is coming. So I didn't tell you that part because, again, I wanted to save it for here on the show. I find it your story really interesting because it's exactly what happened to John Yost.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. That's really special to me because, yes, you had mentioned him before. And sadly, I was looking forward to meeting him. That's not the right way to say that. Yeah. I'm very sad he passed away because I was very excited to meet him at one of the Paracons in the future. So, but thank you for sharing that. Oh, yeah. Really quick, you mentioned my Instagram. So I know we don't usually do this, but I have to give a shout out to my girl, my Instagram friend, Midzi Girl. She's from Chicago. And the reason why, guys, is because on my stories, when I have these experiences, or like whenever I told the story about Sinister at OC Paracon in 2022? 2022?
I think so, yeah.
23? 23? That was a while ago. We're old. We don't remember. But whenever that was, a couple years ago or a year ago, I post this stuff and I'm like telling you guys, my followers, like, or I hate saying my followers, my Instagram friend, my Instagram buddies, family, you know, I'm very honest about this stuff. I say this thing freaked me out. People out there might have their good experiences with good aliens, but I don't. So I don't believe that yet. Right. I've said that. Midzi Girl, for the last few years, she always calls me out and she'll DM me or respond to something and she'll say, "Hey girl, you got to realize there are good ones too." And she seems to have like a world of knowledge of the types of aliens. She knows a lot more about aliens than I do. She even thinks she can narrow it down to what type of alien this new one is that I've had an experience with. So I just wanted to say, you know what, girl, you were right. So I want to acknowledge that. And I'm not going to say sorry for, you know, before how I would say I didn't believe in good aliens, because I think just like the show is called Paranormal Perception, it depends on your own perception and your own experiences. Anyone out there can say, even me, if you haven't had these alien or ghost or demon experiences that I speak about a lot, you guys might think I'm crazy, or you might not 100% believe me if you haven't had an experience like that. But so that's why I don't want to apologize for my view that I had before. But I definitely want to say she was right. Now I know for myself that there are also good aliens.
Does she listen to you on this show or just on your Instagram?
I don't know if she has, but I'm gonna let her know to go ahead and listen so she can hear the shout out and the kind of person she is and what she's into. She's really going to enjoy the show. I think she'll be a new, good, solid listener.
Well, I'm asking because I think she's going to be a good guest.
I was going to say the same thing too. She probably would be a really good guest. She knows a lot about aliens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, obviously you just heard a whole segment, but you know a lot since I met you. But if she knows the types and everything, yeah, we definitely have to get her on and have her.
Yeah, she loses me because she starts telling me, you know, like it's not a negative. Like when she reaches out to me to remind me that there's good ones, it's not like I don't get offended, because she then leaves me with, it could be this Palladians and this, and I don't know that stuff. She knows a lot about that stuff. So maybe we will one day get her on here.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the same thing. That's why when the late Doug Carnahan, when he was the show's first paranormal consultant, that's why I liked having him on, because I would say things that I thought I knew, my experiences, I know this, I know that. He would correct me, no, that's not how it is. It's like this. Don't say that publicly. Then the boys, when they came on, Hero and Sean Clan, when they came on, Nothing Supernatural, they were the not just paranormal, but also the spiritual consultants, and they added a whole new level of that. So yeah, I love that. And kind of like you and I were talking privately before we started recording, you got to go with your feeling. Consider the sources I learned from the boys. Everyone's, especially in the paranormal community, everyone's going to have an opinion. They're going to tell you their thing, how they see their perception. Again, the name of the show. They're going to give you their perception. But you can tell if something about a person just feels wrong, like they're just saying it just because, why not? Just because they have a mouth, then you don't have to believe them. You don't have to tell them in their face, but you don't have to believe them. However, if somebody obviously is telling you because they're legit, not because they want to argue, not because they want to, I'm right. It's because no. From my experience, this is what I've learned. Then listen to them, because they're doing it out of their own heart, over their own experience. Not because, again, I know everything and it's my way or the highway. So always consider the source when it comes to paranormal information, especially with alien or multidimensional things, because a lot of us don't know a lot of things. Even the ones that do have experience, they always say they don't know everything. So I respect them for that. So there you go. There's the experience. We didn't talk too much about alien dreams, but I mean, because this one was a meditation. It wasn't really a dream that you had, but you did mention that you have had those before.
Oh, yeah, I did. And I think, I don't remember if I mentioned on the show, but yes, in regards to Sinister, I've had follow-up dreams over the years after that experience, that third kind experience. I did have a couple alien nightmares, but again, we can probably get into that another time. But
wait, with Sinister or something else?
I didn't recognize the beings as Sinister himself. I feel like he sent his cousins or something, but they were definitely also of the sinister dark type of alien. In those dreams that I had, I think I've had two like that, maybe 10 years ago around that time. But what the thing about alien dreams that I want to touch on, guys, like I said, you guys can access not only alien experiences, but you know, angelic and with your ancestors and all that through meditation, through hypnosis, through dreams, unfortunately, through nightmares as well. But some of my clients that I've worked for, worked with for alien encounters and alien abduction cases, they have experienced alien dreams. And one of my clients, her alien dreams weren't really bad. Like they were, I think, kind of more along the lines of this new experience that I've had. So that's why I wanted to touch on the alien dreams topic. And also meditation is kind of, it can be like dreams. So I just thought maybe we catch your attention more if we said alien dreams rather than alien meditation or something. I don't want to give the wrong idea that you're all going to meet an alien through a meditation. You might not, but you could.
Yeah. Now you made me think about it when you were saying that. I'll tell you about it when we turn off the mics and everybody else. If you guys want to know my dreams that I'm about to tell Crystal that I think were not dreams, were alien visitations. Mm-hmm. Ask me at OC Paracon if you're going. Speaking of OC Paracon. The other thing, we're not going to have a Crystal's World reading today because you just had a whole segment, like 30 something minutes that we just did. So if you want more, you know where to get it. Tell them to your Instagram.
I almost forgot it. Crystals, like CRYSTALS, 3 underscores, world at Instagram. And definitely hit me up, guys. Oh, real quick too. Sorry, Henry.
One more thing.
Check out one more thing. One more thing, guys. Definitely check out the Instagram because remember, I'm going to post the meditation that I'm talking about. Use it mindfully. Use it with discretion, but have fun with it if you do use it.
Yeah, and I'll link everything up, but it's already up there as I was on the website. But I was saying before we do go, let me let you know. And speaking of OC Paracon, if you go there, OCParacon.com, you'll notice a few things. Number one, we are not all the OC Paracon preview night events. Everything is live, including the Haunted OC Old Town Orange Ghost Walk. That link is live. I know a few of have been asking, hey, I want to get that one. Can I get it? Now you can go there and get it. The other one, and I'm telling you right now, you got to hurry up, is the private investigation at the Omen House. And I will say, and it says it on the website, this is going to be very limited. So limited, in fact, it's only about 10, maybe 12 at the most people, because you and I have been there. We know it's an actual private residence. It's not a museum, not a public place. Mm. It's David Omen's actual residence. So we're not going to have, you know, 90, 100 people running around all over the place because it'll just get crazy. Plus, it's a neighborhood. You don't want all the noise with the neighbors either. So we're going to keep it very small, limited to about 10, 12 people. So what I'm saying is if you really, really want to go, get your ticket now. OCParacon.com. The link is live. All the events now are live. Also went up today at OCParacon.com. There's a little tab that says hotels, 5 guesses. First 4 don't count. What that leads to. Hotels that are available for OC Paracon weekend. Three of them actually are literally within one, I think, is on the same block, but they're all within walking distance. Our partner hotel, Howard Johnson by Wyndham, they're you can walk, but I'm telling you, it's a long walk. And right now, we're here in Orange County, it's been really hot, and it'll be the same by October. I don't think you want to walk in the sun, even though it'll be going down by then. But it is a very short drive away, like a 5-minute drive away. And the Howard Johnson, if you go with that one, they're offering discounted rooms for Friday and or Saturday if you need them for OC Paracon attendees only for that weekend. The rest of them, the regular rates, but they're not that expensive. The good thing about the other ones, even though they're not giving you discounted rooms, it does include parking. So you're not going to have to look around because there's only street parking around OC Paracon. So if you get one of the other hotels, you don't have to worry about it. Parking is right there and you can just, it's literally 2 doors away from Casa 723. So that is up there also. One more thing. One or like 3 more things now at this point.
Are you sure?
But last weekend, even though I was busy in San Diego at San Diego Comic Con, another big thing for people that like spooky was happening back here in Orange County. Midsummer Scream went on last weekend also. A lot of you were vendors at a Midsummer Scream. You had a fun time. You had a great weekend selling whatever that you sell. You can do that at OC Paracon, virtually at least. We're not going to have physical vendors this year, but we are going to have a virtual vendor room. It's going to be on the website. It's going to be also on the program. People will know about it is what I'm saying. You're not just going to buy a link, And then no one knows about it. We're going to talk about it on the main stage. Let people will know that you have a link there. So if you want to do that, plus they're cheaper than Midsummer Scream because it's only $20. I know they're more expensive because Midsummer Scream is a bigger event and really popular. But this one is just a link on the website. So it's going to be not that expensive. Very, very much worth it. OCParacon.com if you want to do that. If you just want to go to OC Paracon and enjoy everything, enjoy the speakers, maybe get a reading from Crystal, meet Sean Klein, and meet all of us there. General admission or VIP tickets, again, OCParacon.com. Everything on there. Everything is live now. So go on there and we'll see you in October. Now, Crystal and me, we're going to be back next week. Not sure who or what we're going to talk about. Well, one thing is for sure. It won't be the same old paranormal. We'll see you next week.
That's it for this week. Learn more about the show, the hosts, or listen to past episodes by visiting paranormalperception.show.
Paranormal Perception was another audio production from 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.